America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The trade deadline for the NFL has already passed us with a significant move that could have some impact on the Falcons and Saints game this weekend. That's because Marshawn Lattimore is on the move, traded to the Commanders. The Saints will receive a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a sixth-round pick, which, as Bo explained earlier, is their own pick coming back to them. So Washington will get Lattimore and a fifth-round pick. But if you're the Falcons and you have one of the top playmakers for the Saints on the defensive side of the ball now, not facing him this weekend, but you'll get him in a few weeks when you get Washington. Are you changing your game plan when you go into the game this weekend?
Well, Tiff, you know me, and you know what I am to my core, and I'm going to tell you that the run game is above all. You know what I mean?
So like that doesn't
got to win in the trenches. No, I think that there's – I don't think you change your game plan, but I think it's definitely something you keep in your back pocket if you're Kirk Cousins, right?
You know that he's not out
right
there.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think if you line up in some of these specific situations and you're looking at matchup-based, and let's say you're facing a third and seven, and you have – you know, we need, you know, health updates on Drake London, you know, obviously, but – you're looking at a matchup like that and, you know, wondering what you're getting, and you find – quarterbacks find different reasons for matchups, right? They find youth. They find cushion. They find length sometimes, you know, speed, you know, like a slot guy on a safety, whatever it is. I just think that's something Kirk will have in the back of his pocket. I don't think that it's something that Zach Robinson is going to go in and say, well, this kid's playing here. But it's just something you're alert for game plan-wise in specific situations. And so – I don't think you come out and target whoever's playing for Marshawn Lattimore, but I think in the end of the day, when you go look at a guy like a Drake London or Darnell Mooney and say, hey, I feel a lot better right now than I probably would have had Marshawn been on the field. So I think it's definitely a direction you kind of look, but I don't know that it'll be part of the quote-unquote game plan.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Bo. I know you've got your depth chart out, not to put you on the spot, but who do they turn to now for the Saints? And is it possible that, yeah, if you're Kirk Cousins, you can kind of go at a guy? You know, if you have maybe Drake London's going to be playing, we don't know. Kadarius Hodge stepping up, who knows?
Oh, I think it's a good question. And Lattimore was inactive last week, but so was the guy that I would think is a natural progression to step up would be Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah.
And he was inactive last week, so they both had hamstrings. That doesn't mean I didn't think that Marshawn was going to play this week, and it doesn't mean that I don't think Kool-Aid McKinstry won't play, but will they? That's the guy I would think. But they also have Trey Herndon, and they have Shamar Charles. That guy could step in. I don't think they're going to want to, like, Rico Payton, who's a what?
I saw you see Shamar John Charles's name, and I was like, man, how's Bo going to navigate this? Good luck. just went right past. He goes, nah, I'm not even going to try. That's funny, man.
That's
good stuff.
Up.
No, you're
see,
spot
see how
on.
He treats me?
No, well, I tried not to do it, man. I kept my microphone off.
You know what he
off.
Did to me earlier this morning?
No,
well,
please
we had to go downstairs to get water around here these days, and I'm trying to walk through that door right there, and he squeezed me in it.
He tried to go through the door frame at the same time.
He kept slowing down, speeding up. I was like, nah, you're going
to
get this thing.
So we went through it like, tried to go through it together, and I just boom, boom, I bounced off of it. I bounced off of him and the door. I might have an injury.
Workers' comp.
But I think it's, yeah.
Call Morgan & Morgan.
Don't turn me into HR.
I'm going to call Morgan & Morgan. It's, the thing is I think it's a good question. No, I don't think it changes your game plan. I think how they play you maybe changes, because if, you know, if I am the Saints and I love my guy Darnell Mooney, but I kind of like Marshawn Lattimore in that role if he's healthy to go against, if Drake's out on the field to go against Darnell, because he's a little bit of a bigger dude. And the thing I'm like, it's like I got 6 foot, almost 200 against 5'11", 180.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up and jam him or put hands on him at the line of scrimmage and throw off his route, throw off his timing. That's what I'm going to do if I'm them. Now I think you got to be a little bit more careful with that, because you have lesser players, and even if it's Kool-Aid McKinstry, a less experienced player. Look, he played at Alabama, and he was a good player. This is the NFL, dog. That don't fly.
Oh,
Darnell
yeah,
Mooney don't. Darnell Mooney don't
please
fly.
Please save that. Please save that.
He did.
He went there.
This ain't Alabama.
Yeah.
All right. You ain't going against Mississippi State receivers.
Listen, Lord knows I know better than most, man. It's different. And I think you're spot on. Now, Kool-Aid did have to come in the game. There was, I don't remember who the injury was the first time we played them. There was an injury, and Kool-Aid had to check in and be a part of their defensive rotation last time. And he's become more and more part of that. And let's be clear. There is a reason they felt comfortable making this trade, because they feel comfortable with the depth behind a Marshawn Lattimore to say, hey, we're not going to, you know, it's not going to be a sinking ship.
Figured it's because they're 2-7.
Well, there's something to that, but you're not going to, if you don't have anything back behind a Marshawn Lattimore, you're not just going to go ahead and get torched for 500 passing yards every week by putting somebody on the field that's not ready. And also, I think you want to give Kool-Aid those reps, right? To be able to grow into that role. And he is a young guy, and the way you're, you know, able to be better on the field is to get those reps against a team like Atlanta.
Season's lost, so they can go ahead and give a guy, not disparaging him in any way, but that's what.
And they're obviously missing Paulson Adebo, who I think is out for the season. I might be wrong. I think he's on the IR, but I'm not sure if it's.
Head, yeah.
I don't know. Is it the season ending? I know it was on the IR, and you know, with the IR, you never know these days. But I think it's a good point. Alante Taylor is still a young player, and he's played good at times. But I think the Kool-Aid McKinstry thing is a good point. You know, I do want to address before we get out, Tiff, the Falcons' lack of moves. And I know it's been a big talking point on the socials and through some of the shows late yesterday. I don't think that the Falcons didn't try. In fact, you'll never 100% hear, but I remember a few years ago, and you probably heard these, I think you were still on the NFL with the NFL Network covering a beat then, but I think it was like 18 or 19, and I think it was 19. No, it was 18. I'm pretty sure it was 18. And Vic Beasley was a name that was out there that he might be traded. He wasn't. But they tried, and they weren't going to get anything. I think this is one of those things where teams knew there were a lot of people wanting something. Max Crosby wasn't getting traded. And Myles Garrett wasn't getting traded, okay? It just wasn't happening. And if it did happen,
to give up the house.
Yeah, and I think more than just picks. I think you might have had to give up a player.
Firstborn child.
Yeah.
Well, and I wasn't.
The heir to the throne.
And I wasn't giving up baby Squidette for Myles Garrett or Max Crosby. Yeah. But the truth is I don't think they didn't try. Would you really have wanted them to give up a second round pick or multiple picks for a guy who probably isn't better than anything you have in house? Just to say, well, you did something?
Right. I think there's a lot to be said for that. And stay with me real quick, because you and I were talking about it this morning. How many picks do you actually have in next year's draft to give up? Is it four? Because you're pretty light. People forget, and you and I talked about this morning, people forget they traded a pick for Van Jefferson.
Yeah.
Right? And so you go all the way, you go to Matthew Judon, you go to the tampering for Kirk Cousins, and you talk about the Van Jefferson pick, and all of a sudden you're light three picks on next year. When you already traded for an edge guy, for a third rounder in Matthew Judon before the year, you're just not getting the output out of Matthew Judon. So how many times do you go back to the well and you know, offer up something like that? You cannot. And Zeno and I went back and forth on Twitter about this. He's like, nothing's guaranteed for next year. And my response was, yes, what you are guaranteed is if you don't draft and develop players, that you will suck eventually, right? So you can't just keep mortgaging in the future.
Yeah, nothing screams, I've never been there before, like making a desperation move like that. And I mean, is that would be a that would be Terry Fontenot saying, I've never experienced something like this. We're losing our mind. You went out and spent money this year for the first time in how long?
right.
because you actually had money for the first time in how long. You're going to have less money next year. That's just a fact. So you're going to need to build in certain positions, depth, or just a starter. We know you got Braylon Trice coming back next year. You're going to have Arnold Ebiketie coming back most likely next year. Matthew Judon won't be here unless he suddenly goes off and you decide to keep him. So you're going to need to go get someone that can rush the passer along with Braylon Trice and Arnold Ebiketie next year, or at least strengthen the defensive line. You have a first-round pick. You have a second-round pick. You got rid of your third. You have a fourth. You gave up a fifth for tampering. I think there's a compensatory fifth coming, but you don't have a sixth. And I think you have a conditional seventh, maybe. So you might not have that, depending on what happens. You do have a seventh from the Rams, but you don't. Hmm. You gave up one of the Eagles from last year. So you're already short picks.
The Kentavious Street deal.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and so you have to be careful. You have to be careful with what you do, and I think they were. But if there had been a guy that they thought put them over the top or was better than...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
And was in-house that had done it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.